to overtake most of us in the Sunday social swim at the Greenside
I'm Harvey. I played rugby with Bob for many years, but lately spent more time swimming with him. Most of you wouldn't know, but Bob and I went to the same school in Sydney, but at different times. So I'm going to talk about Bob's swimming. Bob was lucky. He didn't have to drive Burnside Pool and therefore he was always on time for his training sessions, with Charlie accompanying him and waiting faithfully at the front of the entrance. These sessions started through the adult swimming squad called the Sharks and were run by Simon Compton on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays afternoons. He did this for many years, swimming over 2 kilometres each session. Later, Bob enlisted the expertise of a former Australian coach, Graham Brown, who saw him enter and medal in many Masters competitions. In the last few years, Bob joined a small training squad swimming a few mornings a week under the guidance of Simon, who set the program and would always write it out on pad and paper and stick it to the end of the pool. He would also remind us what the next set would be. Everyone thinks swimming is a simple sport, follow the back line, but not Bob. After a few laps, Bob would always ask, "Where are we up to?" We suspected it was a tactic for him to have a bigger rest break. Bob had a stranglehold on the last position in our line. Louise would ask him if he would like to go to the front in front of her, but he would reply in a gentlemanly way, "After you." He didn't like to overtake anybody. Mind you, he probably couldn't have. don't forget, everyone in the group was considerably younger than Bob. In his age group, Bob was a very competitive swimmer. He never bragged about his Masters medals, a modest competitor. That's why when we asked him how he went in one of the Brighton Classic open water swims, the biggest open water swim in South Australia, with lots of competitors in all age groups, he was letting us know how good he felt in the water, swimming in a straight line from boy to boy, breathing well, etc., etc., etc. So eventually we ask, "Okay, Bob, where did you come?" And as pleased as punch, he said, "Second," with a few seconds pause. Then he said, "Yeah, okay, there are only two in my age group." Bob trained hard for another Australian Masters competition in Perth. The group had made arrangements for a warm-up before the event. Graham, the coach, was getting concerned when Bob didn't arrive to the warm-up, so a quick phone call found Bob just finishing off his breakfast in the hotel room. He said, "I'm on my way," without too much panic. And in fact, apparently, no panic. Bob didn't take his swimming too fanatically. Apparently, at the World Championships in Sydney, which he competed in, Jules, the night before, went through the details of the races. Before detailing the difference between a 50-metre sprint and an 800-metre 16-lap race, how to pace himself, what order they were in, the time of the race, etc., etc. So for the start of his first race the next day, standing behind the blocks, all this race preparation went out the window, and he turned to the nearest person, be it an official or just somebody walking past, and asked, "What race is this?" When Burnside Pool closed for the season, we travelled to other pools. Just after the multi-million dollar pool at Marion was open, we ventured down to check it out. After a few laps, Bob said, "Yeah, this pool is up to my standard." And he could always hold a straight face. Very clever. Another time, when picking up Bob from the front of his house to go to Undercourt early one morning, I said to him, as I was reversing, "You could easily hit that stubby pole across the road." In a sheepish response, Bob said, "Yes, I've hit it 3 times. The first two were publicly known. The third was a private and personal event." As we all know, Bob can be forgetful. He'll often walk out of the pool without his bag, leave his goggles behind at home, and then buy the most expensive pair in the pool, forget to buy new Speedos. His favourite ones were many years old. He most probably thought they were okay because at the front, everything was looking in good order. At the rear end, Polyest was totally destroyed, and hanging loose, very loose. In swimming technical terms, Bob had the best poo catches, with inside Andy McGill and North Adelaide Peaks. He was either forgetful or ever the optimist, when only, it seemed a few weeks ago, and without a pass for North Adelaide, he bought a season ticket. I think he was definitely an optimist and will be sadly missed poolside in Adelaide. Here's the ball.